The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for making us part of your day, as well as your due diligence as you look at small and micro-cap stocks out there in the market today to add to your portfolio and to add to your watch list. Now, to that end, we're speaking with, for the very first time, Straight Up Resources Incorporated. The company is traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol ST. They're traded on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol STUPF. Now, we are lucky enough to be joined by the CEO and president of the company, Mark Brezer. Mark, welcome to the show, and thanks for making time for us today.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Well, great. Now, before we dive into your company, let's first, for the listeners who may not be familiar with the company, define its business model and the markets that you operate in.
So, thank you. Straight Up Resources is heavily concentrated on the exploration business, and we've got some very exciting properties in the Red Lake Mining District of Ontario, Canada. So we've been focusing this year largely on some of our newer projects. The Ferdinand Gold Project has been one of the more recent acquisitions that was picked up early in 2021. And our model this year has basically been to try to uncover some of the hidden information to this landscape. It's in an extremely well-known mining district. To the north, First Mining Gold has a very large project. Some very large reserves have been proven. To the south, we've got Kennerland, who's actually recently partnered to some degree with Barrick. And we're kind of sandwiched in the middle. So this has been an exciting year for us to move forward with what we do, and that is try to find projects and properties of merit and try to extract as much information as we can, of course, going after resources such as gold and silver. What's exciting about the area, the Ferdinand Gold Project, we're looking for this, you know, gold, silver, and there are also other minerals in the area, the PGEs and such. So this has been an exciting opportunity for us this year to push forward with the new projects that we have in hand. The other project that's been an extremely exciting one for us this year has been pretty much our flagship property, which is the RLX. And a lot of information is known about that property, a lot of historic drill results. There has been IP done. There has been soil gas analysis done. So we've got a lot of geophysical and geochemical information from the past that we're now working with newer high-resolution data. So we performed both ground-based magnetic surveys and a helicopter-borne during this season, 2021. And that, as well, is extremely exciting for us to unlock the potential that this landscape proves. Now, when I say proves and has proven, we are in a historic mining district. Red Lake has produced millions of ounces of gold over the years. And recent news, as I mentioned, with Barrick coming in and partnering with some of our very close neighbors, and we're talking contiguous to our property. In yesterday's news, it was announced that a very large Canadian miner, Kinross, is now looking to purchase Great Bear Resources to the tune of over $1.5 billion. In stock and cash, from my understanding. So we are contiguous to Great Bear's Sobel project, and like I mentioned, next door to Barrick as well. So it's an extremely exciting time for our company and others in the Red Lake Mining District because of the recent discoveries and the large cap miners coming in and helping consolidate some of these smaller projects and bringing in capital for further exploration.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that overview to start us off, Mark. Well, I'm at the Investor Brand Network right now, listeners. If you go to investorbrandnetwork.com, click on the Clients tab, and there in alphabetical order, you will find Straight Up Resources Incorporated. You can also go to the company's website, which is straightupresources.com, to learn more about the company. Looking at the investment considerations, the company's management team is led by dedicated professionals with experience in modern exploration techniques. You just talked about that with the Helleborn magnetic survey that you did at your Ferdinand Gold Project. Mark, let's learn about you, your background, and any other key members of the management team.
Absolutely. So our company is fortunate to have a CFO with a lot of experience in the small cap mining space from Vancouver with about 25 years in the market, worked as a broker. Again, very familiar with the capital market. So raising money and helping identify the strengths of companies and potential products and projects that come our way. So work very closely with the CFO and myself. I've been fortunate to have a very broad range of experience in my lifetime, and all of those assets come to the table now with this position as president and CEO. So two of the main assets that I bring to the table are communications and technical understanding. I worked in the field of automation for a long time and have an understanding of process, technology, controls, all these different aspects. In university, I studied geology with geography. So I'm a huge fan of the big picture and then narrowing down the microscope to the small details. When I'm interfacing with the geologists on our projects, a lot of third-party contractors, I speak the speak, I talk the talk. They're out there walking the walk. And we've been very fortunate in this year where a lot of companies are trying to find help. We've had a huge opportunity. We've had great success with finding the right people for the job without a long wait list. And a lot of companies are waiting to get boots on the ground and interpretation of the data sets. And again, we've been very fortunate to have good people working for the company outside of management as well.
What a great time to be speaking with you, Mark. The key word that I keep hearing from you is exciting. So it's exciting to speak with you here today. Looking back on 2021 and even into 2020, if you like, let's hear about some of the milestones that your company's been able to achieve so far in the past year.
In 2020, one of the greatest milestones was the optioning agreements of the RLX property and the Belanger project. And the RLX is, again, very well situated amongst Great Bear Resources, which is now part of the Kinross project scope. And also, as I previously mentioned, we are near the Dixie and the Red Lake Gold, which are now working with Barrick. So the RLX acquisition in 2020 was ahead of its time. And these properties are hard to come by in today's world. And of course, the large caps are now trying to get their hands on them and work with them and put further money into the exploration because of the potential that's been proven in the past. So 2020 was a real highlight for the company in that we began our positioning in Red Lake with the main asset being the RLX. And 2021 has been exciting because we've acquired not just the Ferdinand, but also the Bearhead Gold Project, which is in the next mining district over. And that, too, should also prove next year to be a valuable asset, although most of our attention, as I spoke earlier, has been going into Ferdinand. And what we've uncovered through a Helleborn magnetic survey is a structural understanding of the property. And when we go back again, identifying the key areas to get boots back on the ground and further our exploration efforts. We were fortunate this past summer in 2021, as I mentioned, to get good qualified people out there in the field to take a look at the project. It's massive. It's thousands of hectares in size, and so there's a lot of terrain to cover. But with today's modern exploration techniques, we can really get a good view from the space and look down and identify where we need to go next. So there's an efficiency that has been an exciting attribute to the project management that is really helping companies such as ours move forward and be more productive and be more efficient and put capital where it's best spent. The other project that we acquired this year is in Nevada. And again, a lot of interesting acquisitions by the large cap miners and joining of forces in the Nevada area. This brings a lot of excitement also to the table for us because Nevada is a legendary mining district on a worldwide scale. And we look forward to also pushing forward with the different exploration plans for that project in 2022. Recent news that Straight Up Resources have put out this year, just a few months ago, also had to do with our possible entrance into Peru. And this is through a company called Premier Silver. And our news outlines some of the nuts and bolts and a broad overview at this point of who they are and what they have. And then behind the scenes, management is, of course, trying to figure out how we're going to make this work. And this will be a major focus for our company moving into the next year. 2022 could hold some extreme promise, excitement, and momentum as the silver market does what hopefully it does, continue to move upward. We've seen on the macro scale, the metals have some terrific moves in the last 2 years. And this silver project we're looking at is of a very large scale. Straight Up Resources would be extremely well positioned now, not only just in Nevada, Red Lake, but also entering Peru. Forward looking, and not necessarily for the record at this time, should the deal with Premier go through, once Straight Up Resources and Premier are able to combine our management and manpower effectively, create a new set of board members, perhaps some changes and strengthening to the management, and with the raising of further capital, the potential of the Malay mine in Peru is huge. There is a processing facility that can do hundreds of tons a day, not only of our own project's material, but of nearby projects as well. So Straight Up Resources and Premier will now be a company that is not only exploring for opportunity, but also generating cash flow. And that takes us from being an exploration company to a mining company. There are many small exploration companies in this world, but to have a proven silver mine and cash flow coming in from it will help strengthen our other business endeavors.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for that overview of what the company's been able to achieve. And you also started to tell us about some of the things on the horizon for the company. So looking forward, let's talk about some of the goals and operational updates that you want to provide now.
Straight Up Resources will continue to focus on the Red Lake Mining District's opportunities. And RLX, again, has a lot of historic data. And with the new data, we will combine this all into a new geological interpretation to ready ourselves for a drill program. In 2022, we hope to return to the RLX, which has already seen more than a dozen holes drilled in the past, identify new targets, and try to prove the gold mineralization that we believe is present on this property, as in neighboring properties that have found tremendous success. It's not far down the road that Great Bear Resources has struck a milestone in Canadian history for exploration and stock performance, moving from 30 cents to roughly $30 in about 5 years. So this tremendous success is in our neighborhood, and we are more than excited, eager, and confident by putting holes in the ground that we will also find gold. To that extent, time will tell. It's a treasure hunt, and we're doing our best.
Outstanding. Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with Mark Brezer, CEO and President of Straight Up Resources Incorporated, traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol ST, and here in the States on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol STUPF. Mark, thank you so much for your time here today, your insights into your exciting company. We look forward to great things from you and Straight Up Resources here in 2021 and well beyond. Thanks for your time today, Mark.
Once again, my absolute pleasure. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
All right. For Mark Brezer, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list, an in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN.
IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.